Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to There is Power in the Name of Jesus. Amen. I know many of you all may be out picnicking and doing some other things, spending a little time with your family during this Labor Day. So we'd like to say happy Labor Day to each and every one of you, and Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to play another song, and we're just going to bask in the presence of the Lord today. We don't have anything really scheduled, and I knew this was a holiday, but as I say, I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, but I don't take any time off. If the Lord allow me the ability to come on in the 1 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, I make myself available. Amen. Having a little fellowship with my granddaughter, youngest granddaughter, Rayelle, and also Sister Ruby. So we're just here thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we're going to play another worship.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, bless that wonderful name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me who can stand? Oh, when? Call on his great name. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand when we call on him. Oh, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it and are safe. Say yes. Oh. 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 My. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya. Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing.
He's real in my
God is real. Mom Winans. That was Mom Winans. And before that, we were listening to Bishop Mark Moore. Amen. And then we went right on into Mom Winans. Amen. We bless the Lord for you all today. Again, we thank you for tuning in once again to New Destiny Ministries with the time of reflection. Ah, Jesus, it's just a wonderful thing to give God some glory. I only see Sister Dawn on the line. God bless you, Dawn. Are you, I guess you're off today. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, God bless you. How you doing? I text you a message. You never did text me back.
I haven't been doing too good. I'm all right.
You're not doing too good?
No, my leg hurt.
Your leg hurt? Well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to visit Dawn right now, God. We're asking you to touch her leg right now and every other part of her body where she's not feeling too good today, God. We're asking you to touch her body, touch her mind, touch her spirit, and let her just feast upon your word, God. Let her know that by your stripes she is healed. Amen, amen. Lay hands on that leg. Get you some blessed oil and try to rub it if you can. In the name of Jesus, we bind all those aches today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. By your stripes we are healed, God, and we're standing on that promise of healing today. We're standing on that promise of deliverance today. We're standing, Lord God, on nothing but your word. That's all we have, Lord. So let your blood prevail right now, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to bless our home, God. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren. Bless Miss Archie. Ah, God, continue to touch and strengthen Jarvis, Lord God. Remember Nadja and London and Lil Jarvis and the other baby, Lord God. Do a new thing in their life, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We wouldn't serve nobody but you, God, because you are God of every nation. Hallelujah. You know everything there is to know about us. Lord God, we thank you for Sister Ruby, our co-host of this broadcast. Just take this opportunity to come in and fellowship here on the broadcast. We're not going to hold long today. We just going to speak a word, read a few scriptures, and if you're at home or you're getting ready to picnicking or whatever you're doing, amen, it's a blessing to be in the presence of your family and your friends, and we have to wind down some kind of way, amen. But we're going to be talking before we get into our reading of the scripture and what have you. We want you to know that this is a special Tuesday coming up tomorrow. We'll have Prophet Carlos Pearson with us, and he have been led of God to come on and minister for us on Tuesdays. So we're calling it Prophetic Tuesdays. Amen. So tomorrow, the 3rd of September, my God, this year has gone. This will be his first Prophetic Tuesday. Amen. So we're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. You know, some of us desire many things, many gifts we desire, but to desire spiritual gifts. Amen. When you begin to desire something of the Lord, something that God would be pleased with, that would edify not only ourselves, but the body of Christ. Amen, amen. So we're talking this week about desiring spiritual gifts. Amen, amen. And when you begin to look at that word in the sense of desire, you know, we say sometimes we say a desire, a prayer is often people say it's a sincere desire of the heart, something that you long for, something that you have envisioned in your heart and in your mind, and you want to express that, or you know, you make a request or it's something that you're longing and craving for. That's what a desire is. It's in the verb sense, it's to wish or long for, to crave and to want. And this is what the dictionary says. And it also says to express a wish, to obtain, to ask for, to request. Then as a noun, it says it's a longing again or craving. As for something that brings satisfaction or enjoyment. I like that. A longing or craving for something that will bring satisfaction or enjoyment. Amen. An expressed wish, a request. You know, the Bible said for us to make our request known to God. So desire. So we are going to take this definition, a longing and craving, as for something that brings satisfaction. Amen. A longing or something that brings satisfaction. I like that. Amen, amen. And then when we begin to get into the word and look at desiring spiritual gifts, then we understand that anything that is of God, it is spiritual. It is spirit, because God is, his word is spirit, and it is truth. Amen. So it says desiring, that ing, you know, that's a continuation. You know, you are continually doing this. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at that desiring spiritual gifts. The Bible admonishes us to seek after those things that are pleasing. Seek after those things that's going to bring edification and glory and honor and gratification to our Lord and Savior. So when we begin to talk about spiritual, again, we're talking about something pertaining to the spirit, something pertaining to our soul, you know, closely akin with our interests. And we all know that God works miracles. We all know that God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. And there are so many different gifts in the body. There's so many different gifts in the body. And so it behooves us to desire the spiritual gifts. Things, again, that will edify. Amen. Desiring spiritual gifts. And as we begin to look at that word gift is something given voluntarily without payment in return, as to show favor towards someone, to honor an occasion. Sometimes, you know, all of us have a birthday, and that's the day that we were born into the world. And you you should celebrate the day of your birth. You should be thankful when God allow you to see another day. That's a gift. Every day that God allow us to see, it is a gift. Okay, so a gift, we say, is something given voluntarily. It is not something that you coerce or you make a demand on somebody, because, you know, you go through the day and somebody have forgotten your birthday. Oh, well, the day may have accidentally slipped their mind, and they don't remember. So a gift is something given voluntarily, without payment, without expecting a return. You know, if somebody give you something, then you want something, you want to receive something back. Well, that's not how God is. All God looked for us to give him is our body, our heart, our mind, and our soul. He wants all of us. He don't want some of us. He wanted all. Because the Bible said God is a jealous God. And he tells us in his word to have no other God before him. Amen. So we're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. And as we begin to look into this word, glory to God, we see we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. And it reads, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." What is the Apostle Paul saying? He's saying, I'm not going to have you ignorant where you're not knowledgeable about what God is calling for, what you should really be seeking after. Spiritual gifts, not concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols. Okay, so we were carried away. And we begin when God didn't come in and move when we wanted him to, we begin to create idols and begin to worship those idols. Amen. So we didn't regard God. We didn't wait on the gift of God. The gift of God is to wait on him. Hallelujah. You have to wait on your ministry. You have to wait on your calling. Sometimes you have to wait on an answer from God. You know, we want to get down on our knees and we pray, and Lord, we haven't talked to the Lord in weeks. Then when trouble comes, we're on our knees petitioning God, and we expect God to answer immediately. Well, God said, guess what? You haven't talked with me in 3 weeks. So it's going to take me 3 weeks to answer your request. So if God judges and gauges us on how we communicate with him daily, then we would never get nothing of God. Because some of us won't even call on him. We won't even ask him for anything. And that's why we find ourselves in turmoil, because it's like we're pimping God and lack for another word. We're pimping God. So we only go to God to get what we need at that given time. But what about giving him adoration? What about giving them praise? What about thanking him each and every day that you rise? The Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. But let's get into this a little bit. Amen. And as we continue on in the week, our guests, all of our speakers, will be talking about this particular topic, desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. Desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. So as we go back to the Apostle Paul say in 1 Corinthians 12, now we were at verse 2, ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call it Jesus accursed. What are you saying? If you're speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and you have the Spirit of God, you could never call Jesus accursed. Who in their right mind would curse Jesus? And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Ah, We're talking about desiring spiritual gifts this week. This said you don't even have the right. You don't have the power. You don't have the authority working to even acknowledge that Jesus is Lord unless you have the Holy Ghost. So it puzzles me that folks say, oh, I know the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know the Lord. I know God. He's been with me all of my life. He's done this. He's done that. Well, Jesus said, I never knew you. I don't even know you because guess what? You have no relationship with me. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, this is not Sister Bernard's word. The Bible said, we just read it, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord. Oh, you better watch God today. But by the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't even know how to commune with God. Because the Bible says the Holy Ghost make an intercession for us. So if the Holy Ghost make an intercession for us, then we have to have the Holy Ghost. And you, oh, glory to God. You say, what are you talking about, lady? Well, I'm talking about this scripture. I'm talking about the word. I'm talking about after the Holy Ghost has come, turn to Acts. Ah, Jesus, turn to the book of Acts. I'm not going to hold you all long, but I'm telling you, I just was sitting here. Lord, what can we say? Verse 8, Acts, the first chapter. Verse 8 said, and this was Jesus talking to his disciples, telling them that he was going to send them back a comforter. He was going to send them back some help. He was going to send them back some power. Ah, because guess what? We can't live right without this power. We can talk a good game. Everybody that know any of the scriptures and everybody that has been involved in some capacity in a church setting, they can quote scriptures verbatim. Uh-huh. Our little kids, if you bring your children up and raise them in the house of the Lord, they learn scriptures in Sunday school. They learn that the shortest scripture in the Bible is Jesus wept. They learn the song, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. They learn all of these different things, and that's why it's wise to bring your children up in the fear of the Lord. The Bible said, train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. And even that scripture, we take it out of context. What is the Bible telling us? It's telling us that once you have reared your children and you have given them the proper training and the proper etiquette in how to govern themselves in the house of the Lord and know what God's commandments is, know what his will is, then guess what? They can't go too far to the right or the left. Now, that's not saying that they won't go out and do their thing. Remember the prodigal son? He asked for his inheritance to go out. But the Bible said when they get old, they won't depart. Ah, glory to God. We forget that we were once young. We forget that we were hard-headed and rebellious. We forget that we were smart-mouthed. And we were supposed to be on our way to church or on our way to school, and we took another route. Oh, glory to God. Leave these children alone. Keep them covered under the blood. Teach them what the spiritual gifts are and what they should be desiring. The Bible said, desire spiritual gifts. That's what we're talking about, desiring spiritual gifts. That's what the Apostle Paul was talking about. So he said, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord. How are you going to profess Jesus is the Lord and you don't have any power? You don't have the Spirit of God governing your walk. Ah, but verse 4 says, we have 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 4 says, now there are diversities. What is that word, diversities? Diversities mean many. There's many. There's volumes of gifts. There are differences, diversities. There's a variation. Amen. So you shouldn't ever get bored in holiness. There's something to do. Oh, you talking about what is there to do? We can't go to the movies. We can't do that. I'm not talking. That's earthly stuff. That's earthly stuff. You have to govern yourself. Hey, you got to know how to discern. You got to have some self-control. You got to have some balance. You know, some people try to put you in a box. Can't do this, can't do it. Well, what can we do? Well, I can tell you what you can do. Live holy. You can live holy, okay? So he says in verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So there are some diversities in these gifts, but guess what? Our spirits shouldn't clash. We shouldn't be competing with one another. But if we have the gifts and they are working in the body, then we all are working for one Lord. Huh? We're working under one faith, and we're working under one baptism. Why is there so much isms? Why is there so much division? Because we're not desiring spiritual gifts. Amen, amen, amen. Verse 5 says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities. There are many different operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation, listen to this, but the manifestation, that means the fullness of that gift is coming to fruition. God, people are able to see it. You don't have to walk around with your Bible under your arm. Carry the sword in your spirit. Carry the sword in your heart. Ah, guess what? And when people see you, they see you not acting silly. They see you not ignorant. They see you not looking unseemly and you peculiar and don't know what's going on. You're not even conscious of your surroundings. Ah, but when you walk in authority, when you walk like a child of God, knowing who you are, knowing the gifts that God has deposited in you, you don't have to back up and you don't have to argue any points with people. Give them the word. Give them the word. If God leads you to witness to somebody, you go and witness to them and you back up. If God leads you to invite somebody to church, you bring them there and let the word condemn them. Let the word convict them. And then you leave them alone. It's not your responsibility to pastor them. We're talking about desiring spiritual gifts this week. So it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. What are you saying? Well, if God has given you a gift and somebody want to bless you, then guess what? They won't be able to call you no pimp. They won't be able to call you no prostitute because you're not prostituting God's gift. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Amen? So guess what? That's where you say your gift, okay, the scripture say, my gift will make room for me. Right. You don't have to go and ask nobody to preach. You don't have to go and ask nobody to teach. Let God be your God. Let him open up the doors. And when God opens up the doors, then guess who's going to get the glory? God's going to get the glory. Because he said, my glory I won't give to no other. Oh, this is Labor Day today. Hallelujah. We're laboring in the word. We're laboring because we know God. We're laboring because we love him. We're laboring because we want to see souls come into the body. We want to see the spiritual gifts working in conjunction with one another, where there's no confusion. Because, again, the Bible said, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. So we have to find out what gifts are in us. What gifts are you desiring? Are you just desiring to sing in the choir because somebody told you you have a beautiful voice? Well, again, beauty and listening, too, is in the eye of the beholder or the ear of the beholder. Because you might sound good to yourself, but somebody else might say, oh, they need to sit down somewhere. They need to shut up. And come on, let's get real. So we can't be boastful. We can't be arrogant. We can't walk like, oh, I know I got it going on. I'm all of this. And a bag of chips. No, brothers and sisters today, ladies and gentlemen, hallelujah, girls and boys, we are to desire spiritual gifts. And verse 8 say, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That is a gift. The word of wisdom is a gift. That, the word of wisdom, it comes from God. Because wisdom comes from God. And we know about Solomon. Solomon was the greatest king that ever lived. And God gave him more wisdom than any other king that lived. And he not only gave him wisdom, but he gave him riches. God anointed King Solomon, and he told him there'll never be another one like you, Solomon, because when God asked Solomon, see, when your ways please God, God, I asked you, what could I do for you today? What can I give you today, Adrian, that you're going to be pleased, you're going to be happy, and you're going to be somewhat satisfied with your walk with me? That's what he asked. Not no knockoffs. Hallelujah. Because guess what? You might deceive me, but you can't deceive God. So he asked King Solomon. He said, What can I do for you, Solomon? Ask me whatever you will. Hallelujah. And King Solomon said, Lord, I desire wisdom. Give me wisdom, Lord. Well, I'll know how to go in and out before your people. That's a gift. A word of wisdom is a gift, and that's what Solomon asked for. And the Lord said, well, Solomon, you know what? I'm very pleased with you, because guess what? You didn't take on the spirit of the heathen. You didn't take on that spirit where you wanted riches and glory for yourself. He said, so since you was humble enough and you loved me enough to only ask for wisdom how to come in and go out before my people, he said, not only am I going to give you that, he said, I'm going to give you maid servants, men servants. I'm going to give you cattle. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. I'm going to give you land. I'm going to give you vineyards. I'm going to give you pools. I'm going to give you all the riches that's in this land. It belongs to you. Oh, my God. You know, and even Solomon's father, we all know he murdered. We all know he was an adulterer. But one thing the Lord testified about David, he said David was a man after his own heart. He sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. He repented. And And that's what's going on in the nation. We won't repent. That's why the spiritual gifts are not working in the body of Christ. They're not working because we won't repent. We have envy, jealousy, murder, backbiting. We have all these different spirits going on. And now guess what? God don't dwell in the midst of chaos and confusion. God is a God of peace. He's a God of love. God is a God of love. And if we can't love, we can't have no true fellowship with God. Desiring spiritual gifts. Oh, my God, I'm God, I got. I see Liberal Democrat in the chat room and Patriot Greg. Just want to give you all a shout out. Hey, amen. I'm just bringing a little word today. I know some of you all are still on your vacations and you're out and doing some other things, but that's all right. I'm here on this line completing the assignment that God has given me. Amen. So let's move on. We're at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're now at verse 8. We say, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, knowledge and wisdom is two different entities there. Amen. Wisdom is something you acquire from God. But knowledge, you can go to school and get obtain some knowledge. Yeah, you can get online and go to the dictionaries and Google any information you want and get some knowledge. Information is knowledge. That's how you gain knowledge, by compiling information on different subjects and different topics. Amen. But it's a gift. The Bible says it is a gift, okay? And then to another, oh, this is a heavy one here, to another, faith by the same Spirit. You can have, now let's be clear here. Faith, some people can have faith to move mountains. Some people can have faith to exercise everything in life that they desire. Okay? And then there is another faith. You can have the gift of faith. When you have the gift of faith, you walk in undeniable faith. Hey, glory to God. Those that just have mustard seed faith, they can cause some things to happen. Oh, but when you have the gift of faith, ooh, glory. When you have the gift of faith, then guess what? You can command. You can declare. You can decree. You can say a thing. Hallelujah. You can envision it in your mind. And in a matter of days, in a matter of months, you see that thing materialize. So there is faith. You can have faith, and there is a gift of faith. Oh, I want the gift of faith. I want the gift of faith where I can walk in that thing. Hallelujah, calling, and it come to pass. Hey, I'm not talking about little houses and land. We're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. And as we look at that word, faith. Let's deal with that. That gift of faith. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. Ah, hallelujah. We already said what a gift was. Amen. Amen. Let's look at the word faith. When we look at that word faith, many of us go quickly to Hebrews and we talk about faith. Okay, the gift of faith, confidence, faith, confidence or trust in a person or thing. Also, it's belief that is not based on proof. See, when you walk in the gift of faith, you don't need no evidence. You don't need no facts. You just know that God into a dedicatory service yesterday, and I tell you the beautiful edifice and everything. We know that this man has the gift of faith. He had the gift of faith, because when you have the gift of faith, then you have an excellence. An excellence comes with that. And everything that you desire, everything that you're doing for the kingdom of God, you do it with that spirit. That's a gift, a spirit of excellence. Lord, I want to magnify you. I want to glorify you. Look at King David. He wanted to build a house for the Lord. But the Lord told David, you can't build me a house because you have shed innocent blood. Blood is on your hand, David. But he said, because you are a man after mine own heart, I am going to forever let a seed sit on the throne. There will never fail the nation for the seed of David to be on the throne. And I'm going to bless your seed. And he said, I'm going to raise you up a son. We all know the son that he had with Bathsheba, that first child, it died because God was angry with David. But she had another son, and that was Solomon. And that's who he granted the privilege of building him a house. We're just not building these. Don't build these beautiful edifices for man to give you glory. If God, he said, except the Lord build a house, Sister Ruby, they labor in vain that build it. So you can have the great cathedral, but if you don't have the gifts of the Spirit working in that building, all you're going to have is chaos and confusion in a beautiful building. Oh, y'all better hear God today. Amen. So another faith, we say faith, confidence, belief in God or in the doctrines or teachings of religion. Belief in anything as a code of ethics, standards of merit. That's what the dictionary say. Belief, I love belief that is not based upon proof. How you going to prove God, as we said earlier, and you don't have the Holy Ghost? You know, he said, I don't have no fellowship with you because you don't even know what I have. But as we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, say, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. You can only be a witness to witness of God after you receive that power. He said, he told his disciples, after they received the power, then they're going to be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So you can go anywhere when you have the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can speak anywhere and to any people. Because guess what? All God's people understand their language. We have a language and we have a spirit. We have kindred spirits that connect. Oh, God, help us today. Then he said to another, the gifts of healing by the same spirit. My Uncle Winston in Los Angeles, Dr. Singleton's father, he has been operating in the gift of healing. God gave him that gift. But it's a funny thing that when he got sick, God didn't allow him to pray for himself and heal himself. He had to go through the process of the physician. And you know, in holiness, when I came in, they didn't believe in God. They'll tell you, you don't have any faith if you're taking medicine, if you're going to the doctors. Well, Luke was a great physician. You don't almost shut down. And Jesus said, I am a great physician. I came to heal. He said, I came to seek the lost. I came to seek that those that are confused, those that are messed up, if you're not sick. But I came for the sick. I came for the sin-sick soul. Those are the ones I want to heal. Those are the ones I want to restore. Those are the ones I want to be in this wonderful place. How desiring spiritual gifts. And let's go on. He said to another, working of miracles. Hallelujah. God can perform miracles through an infant. He can cause that infant to have the faith to believe that if they lay hands on their parents will be healed. That's the gift of miracles. And into another prophecy. Now let's deal with that. Prophecy. You know, we just think certain folks have the gift. Some people have a gift of prophecy. But guess what? God can use whomever he will to prophesy. Uh-huh. That don't say you have the gift of prophecy. You just had an unction to deliver what the Lord spoke in your spirit on a particular day, at a particular time, at a particular event. That don't mean you have the gift of prophesying. You don't have the gift of prophecy. Anybody can prophesy. If you trust God, if you go before God, and you intervening and interceding on your sisters and brothers' behalf, the Lord can speak a word and tell you to say thus and thus. Hallelujah. Now, that don't make you a prophet. That don't make you a prophetess. So soon as the Lord blesses us to prophesy to somebody, we start calling ourselves prophets. Oh, baby, it's a price you got to pay for that gift. Oh, that gift don't come overnight. You got to spend some time with God. You got to spend some time with God to be able to prophesy, to be able to be labeled and called a prophet. Uh-huh. We have Prophet Pearson is going to be teaching and preaching on Prophetic Tuesday starting tomorrow. He is a prophet of God. He just don't prophesy one day. He's a prophet. So he's going to give you an accurate word, and he can give you an accurate word and a true word from God every day. But my sister Dawn might have a vision one night, and the Lord tell her, hey, Dawn, call Sister Ruby and tell her such and such. Okay? She just calling and telling Sister Ruby what the Lord have given her in that vision that night. Now, Sister Ruby ain't going to say tomorrow, Dawn is a prophetess. No. Dawn delivered a word in due season that was for Sister Ruby. Amen? Amen. So let's be clear on that. Now, to another discerning of spirits. Now, there's a gift of discernment. Some people have the gift of discernment. Some people have the gift of discernment. But you can also, I believe emphatically that, guess what? Everybody that has the Holy Ghost, God has given them a discernment. You can't help because the Holy Ghost is a discerner. So if you have the Holy Ghost, then you need to be able to discern some things. Uh-huh. But if we're not prayed up, you know, and we distracted, guess what? The enemy will come in because that's what he does. He comes in unaware. And if we're not tuned up, and we're not in tune, and we're not on the same page, we're not on one accord with one another, then guess what? We won't be able to discern some things. That's why I say, the Bible says, some have crept in. Get that scripture, Sister Ruby. Some men have crept in. We are living in perilous times. labor among us. But if we don't desire these spiritual gifts, we'll be led astray. We'll be led astray. So discerning, that's another gift, discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues. Now, when you begin to talk about these diverse kinds of tongues, these all kinds of tongues, but you have to know, you know, when people tearing for the Holy Ghost, well, you don't have to tear it, but when I came in here, they used to make you get down on your knees and say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, until the Holy Ghost come up. Well, my Bible tells me all I got to do is believe. Believe it and receive it. Believe that God, this is a gift, the Holy Ghost is a gift. Okay, and if you believe that God is not an Indian giver and that he will reward you with that gift, all you have to do is open up your mouth and believe. Open up your mouth and you will speak in a new tongue, diverse kinds of tongues. That's a gift. And people are able to interpret to another the interpretation of tongues. Amen. And that interpretation of tongues, when you hear somebody start speaking in tongues in a public arena, then if they're speaking and it's ordained of God, then God's going to have somebody there to interpret those tongues. Because the message, remember, is for the edification of the body. It's not to edify one another. It's to edify the body. Edify the body. Amen. So let's turn right quick before we finish this. Go to Jude chapter 4. Jude ain't but one chapter. Amen. Let's go to verse 4 in Jude. It says, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to condemnation. Ungodly men. Listen to this. The Bible says ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord, of our God, into lasciviousness, something nasty, something unspeakable, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, in verse 3 in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we say that, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So that's the only way you're going to know that Jesus is Lord. If you have the gift of the Holy Ghost, people of God, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these, listen, all these work it that one and that self-same spirit, all of these gifts we're talking about, dividing to every man, God does this, severally as he will. God is dividing to every man severally as he will. Okay? Now, let's cross down to verse, let's drop down to verse 25. That same chapter, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, meaning one member with those gifts, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members should rejoice with it. So your gift is more important than mine. You know, some folks walk around thinking their gift is the greatest, theirs the grandest. But all of these gifts are here for the perfecting of the saints. They're all here to perfect the saints. The perfecting of about the saints until we all come into what God would really have us to be. Amen? Amen. Ephesians 4:12 says, let's go there right quick. We got to do this thing. God ain't playing. He's not playing. Ephesians 4. Let's go to Ephesians 4:11-12 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of Sister Adrian. For the work of Prophet Pearson. For the work of Sister Ruby, Sister Teresa, Sister Dawn. No, it says for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all, not just you and your four and no more. Till we all come into unity of our brothers and sisters in Christ. All of us come into the unity of the faith. We talked about that word faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then, let's drop down. Let's go, God. Now, we read that part. Let's read down a little bit further. We were at 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Now we're going to set some things in. And God has set some in the church. Again, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, then there is the gifts of helps, there is the gifts of governments, there are diversities of tongues. Then the Apostle Paul asks the question, are all apostles? No. How in the world he didn't call but 12? How in the world we got all these apostles in the land? Oh, God, I've never seen. It's like a spirit. It's like a spirit. You know, one say I'm this, and when you look, you see all the legions of them. Oh, that's numbers of them. Where they all come from? Out of the woodwork. They ain't been through nothing. They haven't experienced anything. They can't even believe God to heal a headache. They can't believe God to give them some land. Come on now. Where are they coming from? Oof, let me leave that one alone. Okay, are all apostles? This is the Bible. I want you all to know I'm not quoting something erroneous. I'm not coming up with this, all of these things out of my own mind and my own head, my intellect. No, this is Bible. Paul said, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? We all can't do this. If we all do the same thing, then we're going to be like the blind leading the blind. We all can't do the same thing. That's why he made us all in our own uniqueness. When God made me, threw away the mold. There's nobody else like me. Now, I have some of my mother's character traits. I have some of her attributes because I'm a child. Her DNA is in me. You know, you see children sometimes. My daughter is dead and gone, deceased, amen, and she had four children, and I see something of her in each one of those kids. The DNA, people of God, are you your father's child? So if you are a child of the king, then guess what? You got to represent him. If you don't represent God wholeheartedly and respectfully and honorably, then you're doing a disservice to our Lord and Savior. And you're doing a disservice to the body when we represent him in falsehood. Oh, God, I bless you. He said all apostles, all prophets, all teachers. Everybody can't be a prophet. Everybody can't be an apostle. Everybody can't be a teacher. Everybody can't possess the gift of miracles. God said he gave according to verse 11. We right there in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. God won't let me get away. He said, but all these working. The Apostle Paul is saying all of these gifts are working, that one and the self same spirit. Dividing, God did that, dividing to every man severally as he will, according to your several abilities. Hey, hallelujah, I can't sing like Tamla, man. Why in the world am I going to get up and make a fool out of myself and call myself, take me to the king? I won't have nobody listening but me. And then I won't even listen because I don't even like myself. Hallelujah. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to myself, in myself. Oh, but I know I can't sing. I don't have that gift. Amen. It, then it goes on. It says, have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But, Paul say, covet earnestly. Cover earnestly. What are you saying, Paul? Apostle Paul, I don't want to disrespect the man of God. What are you saying, Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 12 and in this last verse here, 31? But covet, what that means, covet? What that means? That means treasure. Hold it dear. Be thankful. Hallelujah. He said covet earnestly. What does that word earnestly mean? Be serious about your gift. Be zealous about it. Hallelujah. Make sure that you cover it. Hallelujah. That you keep it in a safe place. You know how we put our treasures and we have little jewelry boxes, and some of us, you know, that have a little money and little things on earth. We have safety deposit boxes. Hallelujah. And you go to the bank and you get you a safety deposit box. Because guess what? You know you got some crooks in your family. And guess what? They might change your will, Sister Ruby. Oh, God. So you want to preserve it. You want to put it in a special place where it won't be tampered with. Hey, and when I die today or tomorrow, hey, 10 cents going to Derriere and 10 cents to Caviar, if any cents go to them at all. Hallelujah. Woo, God, if you have any sense to give them. So it said, covet earnestly. Now, Sister Ruby is a witness. I didn't come up with this. I didn't even have a topic. I said, Lord, I said, Sister Ruby, is it anything God speaks? What is speaking to you? Desiring spiritual gifts. He said, covet earnestly the best gifts. And you show I unto you, yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now, let's look at, oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Let's read 13, 1 and 2 said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Okay? So if you desire spiritual gifts, you have to have some love in your heart. You have to love to be able to administer these gifts effectively. And though, the Apostle Paul said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, we said that was a gift, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I have nothing. Now we're going to end on this. Chapter 14. Let's go to chapter 14. It says, follow the first verse in chapter 14. We're still in 1 Corinthians. Follow after charity and desire. Here I go that word again. Desire. Desire that. Desire spiritual gifts. But rather that ye may prophesy. So you desire the spiritual gifts, the gift of sincere and truthful word to the people that God direct you to. Not for filthy lucre. If you don't have one of the sisters come on and say she was sowing so much money and said when she didn't have no money to sow, she couldn't get a word from the Lord. The devil be damned. How in the world you going to charge God's people for a word? Freely you receive, freely you ought to give. God is not interested in us merchandising the people. Which some of us are using the people as merchandise. And we're not desiring spiritual gifts. We got our own gifts and callings. We already know the Bible says gifts and callings are without repentance. So see, you don't even have to repent to get a gift. But you got to repent to come in God's kingdom. Oh, if you want to receive the blessings of the Lord, we have to repent. That's why so many of us sick. That's so much. So many of us walking around with unforgiving spirits. Hallelujah. Because guess what? The gifts aren't working in the body. They're not working in the body because we have our own agenda. We're not on the Apostle Paul's agenda. We're not on Jesus Christ's agenda. We quote, he is the author and the finisher of my faith. I can't do nothing without the Lord. Without him I would fail. God, hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Hey, hallelujah, I'm a child of the King. I will look into the hills from whence coming my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. God, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. We quote all these things. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. We quote all these fabulous scriptures. Hallelujah, but we can't love. None of the gifts are working in the body. God, hallelujah. We have people going to church every Sunday. They're sick. Hallelujah. And they go in one way and they come out the same way. No change. Hallelujah. No changes. But I tell you, if you desire the spiritual gifts of the Lord, everything will start clicking when we get on one page, when we get on one card, when we decide that we're going to love without dissimulation, when we decide we're going to walk circumspectly before the Lord, when we desire to sell our heart out, hallelujah, when we desire to commit our ways unto the Lord, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, then he said, hallelujah, hallelujah, then he said, we will hear from heaven. Help my people who are called by my name. Hallelujah. We have to call on the name of Jesus. We just can't call on him on Sundays. We just can't go into these buildings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power. You know why we deny the power? Because we don't have the Holy Ghost. Some of us need to go back to the water. Some of us need a refilling. Hey, hallelujah. Because if you spoke once, you ought to be able to speak again. Hey, hallelujah. Someone asked that question. Have you believed? Hallelujah. Have you received since you believed? Oh, glory to God. If you got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, all you have to do is stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. Remember what God has given you. Remember what he's done for you. Remember when you was wretched and undone. Remember, hallelujah, where he's brought you from. Because he say all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. What can we give you, Lord, that would please you? Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, covet in my clothing. He said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Hey, glory to God. I done lost some of them. That's all right. Oh, glory to God. He said, cover, liberal Democrat. The best gifts. What are the best gifts? Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. I desire the gift of healing. Desire the gift of miracles. Desire the gift of faith. Desire the gift of helps in governments. Desire, hallelujah, the interpretation of tongues. Desire, hallelujah, the gift of wisdom and knowledge. All of these are gifts, but they're there for the purpose of the body. I'm through. Hey, glory to God. The Lord has spoken through his vessel. Ah, that's all I can say. Woo, thank you for the gift. Woo, don't muzzle the ox, liberal Democrats say, or the harvest. Ah, for the laborer, not the harvester, the laborer, the Bible say, is worthy of his high. Ah, woo! He said, it said, not staying in the $500 prayer line. Well, God, there ain't no prayer lines in the Bible. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't have no prayer lines. He just discerned who needed healing. He discerned when the woman touched the hem of his. What, no prayer line? Hallelujah. When they heard that Jesus, Messiah, was visiting somebody's house. This man that was sick of the palsy, his friends brought him to the house where Jesus was. And they tore the roof up of somebody else's house. They tore the roof up. How you like that? You gonna come in Sister Ruby's house and tear her roof off because Jesus visited her? But guess what? Them friends wanted a miracle for their friend. Those four friends wanted a miracle. And if it took 10 on Sister Ruby Ruth, I'm going to see Jesus. I'll call the cops after I get my healing. Because guess what? Once I have my healing, I'll be able to rejoice in the jail cell. Because I've gotten my healing. Woo! You better watch God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Ah! Woo! Glory to Jesus. I bless the Lord today. Woo! God, I thank you for this word. Desiring spiritual gifts. Sister Ruby touched on the gift of faith a couple of weeks ago. Oh, but there are some other gifts in the body that we should be desiring. Oh, I'm going to let y'all go. I didn't plan to be on here this long today. Liberal Democrat, I wasn't able to chat with you, but I see you in the chat room. Let me just say something to Liberal Democrat. Woo! Patriot Greg gone. He might have didn't like what I said. I don't know. Thank you. Woo! I bless the Lord today. Ayodoboshite. Woo, I love him, I love him, I love him. Woo, Jesus. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Lord, I bless you today. I don't know if that's on there, Sister Ruby. We gonna look for it. But truly, you can sing it. You sing, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so happy to see Sister Teresa. I see you've dropped on and off, but God bless you. I see Sister T been on for a few minutes. I see Sister Dawn. I'm going to open up the lines. I don't want to invade on your privacy today. I know you all are probably with your families and what have you, but thank you for tuning in with us today. We're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. Tomorrow is our first Tuesday, and Prophet Pearson is going to be with us. And this is Prophetic Tuesdays. So if you're on Facebook, we'll have a flyout today, and we're going to promote. Tell somebody to call in and listen to the broadcast or get on the internet, or you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages. We're talking about desiring spiritual gifts, and we came from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We skipped around, then we went to 4:13, then we skipped around to that last verse in 14:1, desiring spiritual gifts. Covet, if God has given you a gift or you desire a spiritual gift, seek God on it. Seek God on it. Just don't come up with something because you feel good. Seek the Lord, and if you seek God on it, guess what? That gift will manifest itself. Amen. Man, so I'm going to Sister Teresa, see if anybody have any questions or comments today. God bless you. Sister Teresa, God bless you.
God bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, doing wonderful. A little tired in my body, but I'm pressing on. How are you? Amen. Are you barbecuing today? Amen. I can't hear you. All right, we're going to Sister Dawn. I seen Prophet Pearson on the line. He might be at the park barbecuing, and I saw Brother James on the line from Chicago. Amen. I see Sister T. God bless you. No, it's not.
God bless you too, Evangelist. I'm on the bar train. It's perfect talk.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you
all
tomorrow. Amen. I couldn't
hear you. Thank you.
Maybe
I'm looking forward
to
this new topic, spiritual gifts. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Enjoy your day. Sister Teresa.
You too.
Amen, Sister T. God bless you. Amen. I see Liberal Democrat has signed on. Sister Dawn, did you have any questions or comments? Dawn? Hello? Okay, I see Liberal Democrat. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. You on vacation and you're still calling in. You need that word, huh?
Amen. I got back a couple of hours ago and I said, I wonder if they having service today. Amen. And I logged on and amen. I heard you talking about them spiritual gifts. I said that's all right, Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I was saying the same thing. You know, when you don't see people getting healed and you don't see the miracles, you know, churches is like spiritually barren now because nobody praying like they used to. And some of the stuff, you know, come out like the Jesus by fasting and praying. And, you know, and when you was preaching about that roof thing, I was like, you know, people can't be blessed if they're covering stuff up. You know, sometimes we got to pull that roof off and tell and just be real. But they say, Lord, I ain't praying like I used to. Or you know, just pull the cover off our stuff so God can bless us. So even that was an on-time word, you know, and whatnot, you know. Pulling the roof off, you're like your friends. Be around some friends that's going to tell you the truth that ain't going to sugarcoat for you, you know, amen, that's going to, like, tell you when you ain't reading and tell you when you ain't praying instead of being yes men. They'll help pull that roof off so you can get help, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just think and praise God for this word today, amen, amen, that you, amen, just have that mind, amen, to God to give this word freely. Amen. Like I was joking in the chat room about that prayer line. Like, you know, they say, like, God said don't muzzle the ox or labor worthy of the harvest. And then they say, okay, now stand in the $500 prayer line, brother. And I'm like, I ain't got $500, you know, today, you know. But thank God the word is free. Amen. I've been in congregations where in the visiting evangelists will lock the door and say, we're going to try to raise a couple of more $1,000. You know, nobody leaving until we raise this. I know it's in the house. And it got to turn so many.
It ought to be in your pocket. How about that? Go
see,
ahead.
And they turn so many people away from the Lord like that. You know, they become stumbling. They make them think church is about the money. Like, but they would joke and say, "Man, I can't go to church because I can't afford the cover charge." You know, so you know,
cover charge at the church. That's terrible.
Yeah. It got bad like that, you know, wherein they be trying to raise, you know, they won't even go on with service until they raise a certain amount. But, you know, I believe the Bible says he got blessed the cheerful giver. So if they give it grudgingly, they're not going to be blessed anyway. So if you got to keep begging them for it, you know. So I'm just, you know, I think and praise God, you know, for a mind to, you know, like to want to see the miracle. I still want to see people healed. I still want to see people, you know, miracles happening, people coming from the dead and stuff like that. When I was coming back up in the church of old, you know, back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, I saw that a lot, like people testifying about how they was on drugs and they came back, the man of God prayed for them in a hospital, and I seen this woman of God, you know, she's praying for her daughter that was on drugs, and she was all bloated up in the hospital bed, and the doctors gave up on her. They said she's dead. Because she had all that them drugs in her, she had OD'd, and the pastor laid hands on her and whatnot, and she had came back. You could almost see the breath come back in her, you know. And she came back to church for about like 3 weeks, testifying, and then she went back out there in the world and whatnot. But she know that God brought her back from the death, you know, from prayer, you know, and stuff like that. And sometimes when God do stuff for people, you know, they forget. You know,
right.
And stuff like that. So, you know, I come back to this line and the many services I can get into, Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm gonna be that one to say thank you because I know, amen to God, I've been in some stuff, you know, and you know, he came and he got me out of so much stuff that I wanna just tell him thank you on this line, say thank you. I heard the service when that brother got delivered from that homosexuality. I said, that's powerful. Because,
yeah.
You know, I see a lot of that right now in the church. And I'm like, that's crazy right now. That's taking over. But, amen.
Five in the morning.
Yeah, I caught the archives. I wasn't able to catch the live thing, but I caught it in the archives. And,
that was the woman God delivered from homosexuality. That was Saturday morning.
Exactly. I was listening to her testimony.
She said she even got
her desire to men again.
Yes. Yeah.
Because at one time she didn't like men at all, and
that's
she just liked women. And then
right.
So you know a lot of people worry.
She was in a relationship 19 years with the woman.
Wow, that's a long time. But you know what that book that says I forget Pastor Ida and them, they talk about the pigs in the parlor book. They talk about no matter how long a homeless person stays in a building that don't belong to him, he's still there illegally. You know, and he think that's his house because he's been living there. He found it, and he, you
right.
know, and these people been having these spirits in them for years, and he
right.
think that yeah, well, I was born. He said, no, that God ain't make you like that. You know, that spirit is in you illegally. It's trespassing, and
come
you know.
On.
So I think it praise God when I was hearing a person talk about how that they've been there that long and that they realized that wasn't how God made them, and you know, and put that desire back into him and whatnot for the man and whatnot, because she said she was like somewhere and she said was she pumping gas or something? She said, you know, and then the Lord put that desire back in her for the man. So I like, well, praise God for that, because I'm trying to told you, I see a lot of them out there, a lot of the lesbians and a lot of the homosexuals and whatnot, and it seemed like they running the country and they passing all these laws. So you know, praise God that he said I'm gonna raise up a standard. Amen.
Right.
So I just think and praise God, you know, for people like that to have testimonies like that and say
mm-hmm.
God is still doing stuff and delivering in 2013 and preachers
mm-hmm.
are still preaching in spite of, you know, when they say, well, you're not going to get no offering if you preach like that, you know, or you might get sued from the state if you preach like that, because now they're making stuff legal, you know, and they're threatening to take away your 501(c). You know, but people saying, you know, I don't care, I'm going to still preach holiness. So, you know,
you
that's how I came up.
That's what the devil wants.
Amen. The Bible says, in the last days, many are going to depart from the truth. And I believe this is apostasy. You know, that's why I said, Lord, let me run back. Because, you know, he said, the end cannot come except there be a great falling away. And I'm seeing a great falling away, you know, and stuff like that. I said, Lord, like, I guess it's time, if people listen, it's time to run back to the church. You know what I mean? You know, even if it's, you know, it's your house and you're on your knees and you listen to this broadcast, you know, just do like I do. You know, call into these things and amen, talk to your God and get that word, you know, because the end is coming. And I'm going to shut up now because I'm still talking right now. So, amen. I enjoyed the service. Amen to God. And keep preaching, woman of God. God bless everybody on the line. Amen. Is everybody still there, or do we leave?
I'm sorry. We still here, liberal Democrats. Sister Ruby said,
all right,
God
amen. So like
in.
I was saying,
thank
you know, God.
God
bless everybody. You know, that was what I had to say. You know, I was thinking, praise God for that word, and amen for that testimony on Saturday when that woman of God, she started a ministry also and whatnot for other people like that. So, God bless. Amen. I enjoyed
pastoring,
it.
But she said, you know, it's a diversity of people. There is very diverse. So, you know, just sometimes when you've been in that lifestyle, you sometimes attract those kind of people. But God, she said, God has brought all kinds of nationalities into that church. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So we're going to post that. I don't know if Minister Burns have it on our page, but we definitely going to put it on our page.
Amen. Your phone going in and out. Amen.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we can hear you now. Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Yeah, that was a powerful testimony. So we will be posting that. And stay tuned tomorrow. We'll have Prophet Pearson with us. He's been dropping in and out listening today. So we're talking about desiring spiritual gifts. So we thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in. We open up the line for Sister Teresa and Sister Dawn, and we see Sister T and Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby, you have anything to say? Amen. Well, we're going to close on out. We'll see you tomorrow. In Jesus' name, invite someone to come on. Prophet Pearson will be on Prophetic Tuesday. Amen. Continue to keep Pastor Hamilton in your prayers. I haven't talked with him, but continue to pray for him. In Jesus' name, we're going to close out with Georgia Mass Choir singing, I Still Have a Praise. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask in you, Lord God, to bless each and every listener. We thank God for Patriot Greg, also Liberal Democrat being in the chat room. Thank God for Sister Teresa, Sister Dawn, Prophet Pearson, Sister Ruby, and Sister T tuning in today, and also Brother James, Ella James, and Sister Corinthian that tune in today. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless each and every one of them as they're out and about with their families, if they're barbecuing and picnicking and driving different places. Lord God, shield and protect them with your blood over their children, Lord God. Some of them are out swimming and doing some other things, Lord God. We asking you to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and bring them back at the appointed time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We're closing out with I Still Have a Praise.
Amen.
Amen. Love you much. Have a glorious.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I've been through the fire.
All right.
And I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces. and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
I've been through the fire.
Been through the
blood.
Broken in peace.
And left all alone.
But I got good news tonight. But through it all, God bless
me.
And through it all, God kept
me.
And I still
have a praise inside.
Let me tell you what my praise is.
Is it all? Yeah, it's gone off.